Oh, welcome to Crossing State Lines with Sherry and Joe. I'm Sherry.
I'm Joe.
Well, we're starting a new episode.
It's cold.
It's cold outside.
It's cold. Oh, it's cold.
The fire you started is already out.
Eh, well, we gotta work on that. That's why we're down in the basement.
In PA, yes. I just got off the phone with my dad, who's in PA, and...
No, he's not.
Why did I say PA? I meant SC. We're in PA.
I'm here. Yeah.
He's in South Carolina.
He's warmer,
yes. They had like a... Apparently they closed the schools on Monday in South Carolina.
Because they had a quarter inch of snow.
No, because they had a scare of maybe snow falling. And they closed. What, they didn't even get some fucking rain. Well, that's what happened in Baltimore, too.
So is that what you're going to talk about, though? Because I had, like, Sherry just had a conversation with Dad. And I said, like, you know, your dad called, like, and she was all excited. I was like, let's record this. So what are you so excited about? It had to be your dad.
It was my dad. Like, I was just talking.
Well, I got excited, too. I'm like, fucking... Marty's calling, like, holy hell, we got celebrities calling up, like, this is good shit.
Well, no, that was what I was saying after we got off the phone, like, right when you told me to stop and start recording, was when I was about to say, I was like, that's all it takes, is just a phone call, and, like, I am terrible at that. Yeah. I am rarely the initiator. Sometimes there's actually, you know, there's a lot of times that I am, but it's rare that I'm the initiator because I just don't want to be let down because I have a lot of, with my entire life with, you know, sending out invitations to literally my entire class for one of my, like, birthday parties.
Right.
And for literally 5 people to show up because there happened to be a pep rally. Like, multiple times, almost every time I have tried, multiple times, it's every time. Sorry, the way I said it, it sounded, like, contradictory to itself, so 60% of the time, it works every time.
Sex Panther. Bubba's a fan of it.
Yeah, so that's it. Though, no, that is the phrase. 60% of the time, works every time. I still strive and plan these things and try to have gatherings and parties and get people together. And it ends up just being like a small, scattered week. It's never weak. It always still ends up a great time, but I would just love it for it to be like when I invite 5 fucking people, I would love for 5 fucking people to show up.
Well, and I think what excites me the most too about like this where we're at right now, which is great, which is why we do this podcast, we get excited about stuff, is hey, if you are thinking about someone and you get excited about, oh, I should call them, and you don't. Dude, what the fuck, man? Like, if you get excited about...
So, yeah.
And this is a good time to call Emma out, too.
Oh,
even
yeah.
though she's not paying attention right now because she doesn't listen anymore.
Well, what? No.
But if you get excited because you think Emma's listening, call Emma. Hey, we were thinking about you.
But that's what I love about you... And you have also made me realize more so that I just need to text people on a rant. Like, when we were hanging out one time and we were watching football and you were texting, like, Sam and Pat and you were texting Emma and you were texting your other friend and I was just like, do you talk to my friends more than I do? And then you're like, no, like, it's only for, like, football stuff and whatnot. And I was like... Oh, okay, like, I never just wanted to be that random person that just texted for a random occasion, but, like, well, I like, do that
Well,
sometimes.
It's not just, like, the football thing, it's just things I think of. Like, I think of, like, just things that connect us all. I mean, if it's like, it's definitely, the football thing is so easy though. It's like, Matt from Cincinnati, I'm like, dude, how excited is he right now? Like, they just won, and right now, they just won a playoff, another playoff game.
It is.
That's pretty exciting.
And you know,
even though they're in the Ravens division, and at the same time, you want to be like, fuck you, dude. It's like, he's excited, and I want to be like, and he's living in the same house as Megan, and she's a Steelers fan. So it's like, it just twists the knife and harder.
They also got a new puppy. Congratulations. Can't there you wait go. To meet
them. Good call, too. Cute, cute.
Can't wait to meet.
Oh, I mean, we weren't going to come back again, but now that we saw that, fuck yeah.
Also, let us know, but don't let us know how sad your dog was when we left.
Dexay. But, like, I don't know. That's the thing, too. Like, when I think wait. Emma tracks with the whole the Eagles thing.
Yeah,
so
but
like that.
I
want to cool
thank
shit.
You, and you should be very proud of the fact that you have gotten me back into sports. Like, before like, hard, like, long-term boyfriends for me, I had a friend group that taught me about football.
Yeah.
Like, granted, I happen to have to be a Patriots fan for them to teach me.
Patriots.
But that was just for me to learn. Like, I was already on the terms of, you know, Redskins or Ravens because
but
my
the
family
thing is,
was local in Redskins and I lived in Baltimore, right. So it was Ravens. But I still didn't know enough yet, which is why I let this friend teach me. So it was like a thing.
Well, I think the thing that everybody has to remember here is the word respect. Respect is a huge thing because, like, I'm an Eagles fan and there's a lot, like, I mean, we get a lot of, like, you know, we get a lot of, like, bad, bad...
We're getting off track. I want to get back onto the fact of me being bad with reaching out.
Oh, okay. So, I'm sorry. Scratch that, which cool.
We,
that for another
we
podcast.
Trailed off with football because it's on, you know...
Plus, we get to talk about Eagles. I mean, come
and
on.
And we have ADD, I mean, ADHD.
But, yeah,
thank
reach
you.
Out to people, yes.
Thank you.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah. That makes it easy. Like, when you have somebody...
I feel like if any one of our friends were here that, like, if my dad were here, or if Emma were here, or if Balaji were here, or whoever regularly listens that knows us and has talked with us before,
right.
I can, like, hear them chiming in
mm-hmm.
in the back of my mind, but, like, it's just us. So we're recording this preemptively, and
but
as they're listening to it,
like,
they're yelling back at us. And I'm like, I hear you guys. I hear you.
We love you guys. That's why you're a part of it. Even if you're not a part of it, you're a part of it because we hear you in our minds. Like, you're already here. I mean, Bubba's a Panthers fan, and he's pissed off, so he's just warming himself by the fire because he ain't got shit to do.
And his ears are
Cam
back.
Cam Newton's his quarterback, and he sucks, so he's just kind of like chilling
hey,
here because he ain't got nothing better.
Can we get... You know, for the second time back on track
so
what I'm talking about is being in communication with people.
And
it literally just started with me congratulating you on getting me back into football, which has me communicating more with people. And I am so happy that when people I know come to the bars, and usually when they talk about football, I would just like, womp, 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 like I hear... that old school Charlie Brown teacher talk, like, I'm, like, blurred out.
Right.
And I used to try and figure out what that is, but you had a way of teaching it to me to that I understood it and can understand it. So, like, with my ex, we would be watching a game, and, yeah, you'd be into it, but, like, I would ask a question, like, oh, blah, 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 this. And he'd be like, yeah. Oh, that's my guy. I got him on, da, da, da.
Well,
and I was
like today, like, freaking rainbow.
No, stop.
Oh, sorry.
This, I would be he'd be yelling out that stuff. And I was like, well, what are you so excited about? And he would be, try, like, for 2 seconds, try to explain. He'd be like, no, this just happened. Oh, my God, blah, 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 this. Talk about the football. I was like, never gave me the time to explain it. So
yeah.
I just got, like, I would just literally sit there lumped over with my head down trying to watch it. But with you, like me, before I even ask the question, you're already doing it. You're already, like, while we're watching, you're like, oh my God, 22, that's this guy. He's getting ready to do a touchdown, blah, blah, blah. He's this guy. And he's like, oh yeah, this is when they're, like, you explain it while they're fucking doing it. And, like, this is how my mind needs to work. This is what I need to hear. You helped me learn it better than anybody else could. Yeah. And I love it. And I, when people talk about it at the bar, I'm like, oh my God, I know what you're talking about. And like, I can say something. So like, to be able to have those conversations with people, and then for, you know, the couple, Charlie and Jackie, to come into play. And just because, like, I didn't have to, they just randomly invited me to their, you know, Martin Luther King Day roast or whatever they were cooking and doing beers. But because they also invited these random people, I don't know if they also know them as old regulars because they only come in yearly.
Right.
There's a lot of yearly people that we get in Peters. So it's a come and go. Like, if you're not there to see them when they're here, you're going to miss them and you got to wait until next year.
I think it's a good time to, like, put out an announcement to, like, there's so many different fans out there. And some people are Eagles fans. That's right. And there's so many fans that are Cowboys fans. Sorry, something caught my throat. But, like, just have some respect for, like, the fans that are out there. I mean, if you have, like, it's good to banter with fans. Mm-hmm. You got to know your limit, though. Like, we don't need to be fighting over stuff. It's a football game. There are other people playing this game that are, like, we're not there playing the game. We're supporting our team. There's a difference between supporting our team and going over the line.
Yep.
Like, just be respectful.
Yeah.
It's good with banter, but understand where your boundary lines lie.
But that was where, so if we had skipped a weekend due to me picking up a shift Saturday morning and snow happening Sunday,
we would
have spent the weekend together.
Right.
Wherever it would have been, whatever. But just the mere fact of that you weren't there, I did spend a lot more time in my bar. And you spent a lot more time in your new bar.
Right.
But I...
Which, to pause for a second, we took two candles that we made from Springhouse to Springhouse today, which was pretty cool that we actually made them. It's pretty awesome.
Yes. So, normally, I wouldn't be one to, like, reach out and actually do something. But I did, and inevitably ended up hanging out with these people at their house. I went to Charlie and Jackie's house and met them there. Like, they've been to the bar a couple few times. Sorry if I'm putting their names out there, but...
And Jackie is a what fan?
Eagles fan.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Interesting.
Yeah. They actually met around the same time that we met. Like, they met on Tinder as well.
Holy hell with
mayonnaise. So we're going to have a podcast with them.
Hell yeah.
But I feel like we keep...
The view from there.
No, stop. Sorry, I feel like we keep getting away.
Sorry.
We're very intoxicated. I feel like we keep getting away.
You got it. You're good.
Getting away from the fact of what we inevitably started talking about, which was connecting with people, reaching out. Right. Texting, calling, talking to people. And that was what I haven't even answered yet from when you were talking about why you stopped me from my dad's conversation and to start recording. Stop saying sorry. This is what we do. We have ADD, ADHD. Like,
well, go ahead. You got it. You got the floor. Go ahead.
But I was like, I would love to talk to everybody so much more. but our minds go, we're thinking of too many things at a time. And we could, like, all it takes is for someone to call us. So what I'm saying is, if you know somebody with ADD and ADHD, just call them every once in a while. Because, granted, they've probably reached out to you and it hasn't replied or whatever. But if you call us and we have the time to talk to you, we will answer the phone and talk to you. And we will, if you text us back. We're, like, I'm bad at doing it. But all it takes is a call, and, like, it was just as simple as, I mean, my dad even talked to me early, like, it was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was, nope, sorry, it was Thursday, today is Saturday, so it was 2 days ago, but I don't know what happened from having a landline to going to a cell phone that changed me from being a talker on the phoner person to being a texter.
A hooter on the hooter?
And I used to...
Emma, if you're not listening, you should be listening right now.
I used to always talk to people on the phone. Like,
oh, I love it.
I used to know everybody's number by heart.
Now, see, I'm going to interrupt you for a second here, but it's good, though. My mom's probably, if my mom's not listening right now, if she would be, she'd be like,
has your mom...
He hasn't called me all week.
Oh. I love that, though. And I know your mom super appreciated the one time that I came here to surprise you and forgot that you were in your class. And I was like, where the fuck is he?
Well, and
so I called your mom, and she was like, oh my God, thank you, like, so much for checking up on him, and blah, blah, blah.
I wanted to call my mom this week, too, because I went to the grocery store yesterday, the day before, I forget. But I ran into a lady that was my manager at Village of Grange. It was one of my, like, first, quote-unquote, professional jobs. And let this track with me here, because I'm going to get back to, like, connecting people. But, like, she gave me my first job. Now, she probably doesn't know that I tried to, like, freaking hook up with her niece, but that's neither here nor there.
Well, you're connecting communication with her now.
Sherry's eyes are raised, and that's why I'm afraid. But I wanted to call my mom talking, because she knows how lady is, because she used to, like, the first year I worked there, she dropped me off there. It's like, it's kind of like... It's all encompassing. It's this interesting information.
It's just a circle.
It is a circle. Yeah, I like it. But I mean, like, I do love the fact that, like, I mean, it's a challenge for some people. Some people don't know. They're like, I thought about that person, but, like, I'm not going to connect with them. Dude, that could be, like, that could be something that someone else sparks from. It could be nothing, but it could be something. I mean, sometimes it's fun. It's fun just to, like...
I'm going to throw in a really weird fact that I learned from one of my podcasts. And it's that there is an odd chance of, like, 1 out of 50 people that you encounter in your life are serial killers.
Oh, well, great. You took that the other direction.
I told you I was. I literally just naked. Warned you. I said I'm literally going to in a different direction.
Wow. Well, I just think it's funny because where we came from Springhouse. And, like, the bartenders there, I mean, I'm pretty sure if they don't know we're weird by now, I mean, they should know at this point.
I feel like you have initiated one of the original regulars.
Yeah.
Being yourself, and we are now the ones that come in and tell jokes.
You know, I still feel bartender. Like, you know, I don't want to, I'm going to open, I mean, I'm always going to open myself up here for whatever kind of criticism I'm going to receive, but I was there last weekend. That was when we weren't together that weekend, and I felt some comfort in just going up there. I feel like it sounds weird. It sounds weird to me, too, saying it. It feels like a fresh start to me. I'm using quotation marks because you can't see it. It feels like it feels like a fresh start.
It's like a nice new bar for you.
I'm gonna do weird shit. And Emma, I know you're jumping up and down right now and I love it. But like I'm weird. And you are weird, and I'm pointing at Sherry right now, my girlfriend, and I love her to death. We're weird, and if you're doing a weird shit right now, I'm not talking about goats and fuck like that, like that's no good weird. I'm talking about good type of weird shit. Like, I went out to Springhouse by myself just because I was like, I needed to do something different.
Listen, going to the bar by yourself is not weird.
Okay, let's draw a line there. It's really not. Let's draw a line there, though.
Why?
If you go to the bar and drink 6,000 beers, okay,
6,000 beers.
Okay.
No.
5,000 beers.
No.
Okay. Luther.
99 bottles of beer on the wall. 99
bottles. Luther beers. Like,
no.
Like four of those 48 ounces. Those
are Luther beers. You didn't start that 32 ounce.
Like, don't go to the bar and get fucking weird.
Peter's like that kind started of the 32 ounce.
Yeah,
and it started with Natty Two. It started with Natty Bows. He gets Miller Lights. No, Luther has nothing to do. He just can't handle his alcohol.
Okay, well, Emma knows that too, and she's like,
no, she does not know the whole situation because she wasn't there when Luther fell on a chair outside.
Yeah, well, so we're... I mean, Emma needs to be filled in on that situation. Anyway, what I'm saying
nothing
is...
Nothing happened from it, no.
What I'm saying is, when I used to go to the Swan, and I'd show up there and, like, drink beer, and I was like, this feels weird. Like, I'm doing this. This is weird. Last weekend, I went up there to Springhouse. I'm like, this is... Like, I just need to get out. I just want to get out. I'm tired of, like, hanging out in my own house. I need to, like...
I get it. This is what we were talking about, and yeah. I was saying that it's not weird to go to the bar alone. A lot of our regulars come alone. Most of them are coming in between lunch or right after work just to have a drink before they go home.
Right.
Whatnot. Some people come after work for happy hour. It's
I'm just not encouraging people to go out and get shit faced.
No. So in those situations where you wanna go out, why not just reach out to someone and see if they wanna go out? Like, why not?
True statement.
Like, the phone works both ways. It's not all about, oh, you haven't hit me up. Like, you can hit them up, too.
Well, I wanted to, like, last week, Rusty wanted to, hey, mention something about going out. And I wasn't sure if he was serious or not, but I was just like, hey. Like, I said that exact statement. Why not? Like, hey, you want to go out? I respect the fact that he has family and stuff, and... You know, might have not have time to do that, but hey, like, I'm good with it. Like, if you want to go out, I'm good.
Yeah, he probably rarely gets to go out, so fuck yeah, sure.
Yeah, oh hell yeah. And I love him and his family and everything. Like, I would love to. You know, I have the time. And sometimes I don't know. Sometimes people just need. They might not know what they want to talk about. Maybe they have stuff they got to get off their chest. They just got to talk about. And they just need the time to do it.
So. That, yes. And, or, maybe you just don't want to go to the bar alone. You want to go with someone else. And you might not know, somebody else also just wants to go out to the drink, and they don't want to go alone.
Yeah.
Right. But, I'm going to say to everybody that listens, all you have to do for me to want to come visit you is let me know, because I will. Yeah. You let me know where you work, I'm going to go visit you. I've done it to multiple. Where is that again?
And if you're done, 8 hours,
if I'm gonna, you're working this day. Cool. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna visit. I'm gonna come say hi.
And if you're 8 hours away or less, we might just drive there.
That too. Yep. Sure will. And like,
well, I think what Sherry's trying to say too is like, we love you guys. We care about you guys.
Yeah.
We're here. Like, you know. We would hear
and
from
I
you
also
guys,
love like, everybody that comes to my bar, and like I said, I really try to go to all your bars too, if I can. Like that's how we all know each other.
Right.
Like I know people from Phillips, from Blackwall, from Kona, from Sullivan's, from Peters, from everywhere. Literally,
right.
Everybody. In the industry downtown knows everybody from the industry downtown. Like, that's how it is.
I gotta say, too, I gotta give a little shout out. The people from around my area in Pennsylvania, you guys are slacking. Like, you guys, I'm not gonna say you suck, because you don't suck, but you guys are slacking.
Why?
Like, people from Maryland, like, around Sherry's area, Baltimore, you guys have shown me a lot of love. And I really appreciate it. I didn't really, like, I don't know if I would have known about it. But I experienced it. I know it. And it's just awesome. I really appreciate it. You guys from Baltimore, I've heard a lot of bad stuff. I've never seen it. Like, I haven't seen it. I hope I don't have to. But I've seen so much love from Baltimore.
That's it, though.
That
that's
it. Like, if I had to make a list of places that I'd love to be around, Baltimore would be one, and Lancaster would be two. Like, it would
the
definitely be the
only thing you hear about Baltimore is on the news when someone gets shot or someone, I don't know, there's either a shooting or there's a death.
Yeah.
But that's fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
That happens everywhere. That is not what Baltimore is about. There is so much more to it than just that. Like, there is so many cool places, so many cool people, and so many things to see. I obviously love Baltimore. I wouldn't have been there for the past 12, 13 years. I love it. And I wish I was better at reaching out to people than I am. And I'm going to try to be better at that. I even think I randomly set a goal that I would text my family a picture of wherever I was every weekend. And that lasted a weekend. But, like, one of those things, so, like, even on, a different scale, not just to reach out, which is what I inevitably want to do, is reach out and be close mm-hmm. to people. I want people to be close to me. I want to be able to talk to at least somebody every day about something, whether it be whatever or whatever.
It'd be great if it was from the podcast. Great.
Well, yeah, that would be a nice plus. Like, we could also add in our conversations and let them know, but I just secretly, I also wanted, like, if any, like, I've obviously been listening to way too many true crime podcasts, but if anything were to happen to me, I would like a trail of something that was consistent. You would obviously be the first person because we literally talk every day.
Oh, absolutely.
So you'd be the first person to notice something on, you know, we don't talk every day. But if I have something else going on as well with my family to which I send them a picture every weekend of where we were and one weekend was missed, then they would wonder too right after that, like,
mm-hmm.
You know, I want to be connected to the people that I'm connected with more.
Oh.
That's why I wait for the last minute to do the things that I want to do because they can wait. I would rather spend my time with the people that I like and love and want to spend my time with, as opposed to being alone doing some random tedious thing that doesn't actually need to be done. That's why I spend more time at the bars.
So use this platform to connect with us through our email.
Which is CSLJOESHERRIE@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook and Instagram, which you can find under those names. I think the Instagram has an underscore after the name.
Try to hit us up. Love to, like, if you want to, like, if you hear our podcast, I want to, like, make one with us. Hey, you don't even need to make one with us. Just meet up with us. We'll do one with you. Like, no big deal. That can be a lot of fun, actually.
If you're not in our city or state, we will figure out a way to Zoom that. I have a laptop. We can figure it out.
If you're in the Caribbean,
I got a microphone.
If you're in the Caribbean, we will clear our schedule to make shit happen.
We'll come to you. Yeah. We'll cross state lines for you.
We will cross all kinds of state lines. Like Dominican Republic. Like anywhere where there's clear water. And
anywhere.
And anywhere that's above 80 degrees outside. Fuck yes. Because it's like, it's supposed to be a low of 8 degrees here. So we're down.
We're talking different time frames. I mean,
so,
we're willing.
What we're saying is, we just love to have conversations with the other people.
We want to hear your voice. We want to hear what you have to say about whatever you want to say.
Yaman.
What?
Yaman. That's what they say in the Caribbean.
Okay. On that note, someone somewhere is video chatting over cross lines, stay lines.
Come on.
Nope. That was terrible. Man. That was terrible. No.
It's all good. I love it. It's all good.
No.
Do it again. Do it again. Someone somewhere is... My cat says crossing state lines, saying
someone somewhere is video chatting over state lines.
Oh shit.
Meow.
Yeah, my cat won't.
He didn't say it. Okay. We love you!
Bye, Emma.
Okay, bye.